Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today is Relationship Wednesday. It is a crazy day in California. I guess yesterday, while we were doing our show, a couple of hours before that, a fire broke out in Ventura County, and then it never stopped. By 3 o'clock in the afternoon, it was in 4 different spots, and the wind, we had just so much wind, it was carrying the embers from one place to another, and, like, houses were just burnt to the ground. And please say a prayer for everyone. I know people, we all know people. If you live in Southern California, there's no way you don't know someone who lives in that area who is going through something right now, whether they're evacuated or lost their homes, schools, everything is shut down in those areas. The air quality is horrible. It's just, you know, when they say a lot can happen in a day, a lot happened yesterday. So please send a prayer to those people. This has been a year of huge, huge disasters, and the pictures of smoke behind your home and all these things. And, you know, I tried to reach out to everyone I knew who lived there that I could get in touch with. And so far, so good. Yes, we've had evacuations. One person we know lost everything. If you're a renter, that's a problem. If you own your home, there's always the homeowner's insurance and how long that takes and how you live in between the two. So just send them a prayer, and let's just hope today, the winds are less today, but they're going to pick up again tonight and be very strong on Thursday morning. It's like another front of wind coming in. So I hope that a lot gets done today and we don't have to deal with it picking up and that even spreading further. So just big wow, and a big prayer for everybody. So today's show is one of those topics. It's like topic, but the reason I have it as a topic today is because there is light at the end of the tunnel. How can you heal your own soul after a separation or a breakup? And I have to tell you, just like we're doing everything else different in this time, in everything from how we meet people to how we break up to what kind of relationships we have to the combination of the kind of relationship we have, where we live. There's so many different things that happen that just didn't happen before. And when you're older, you know that because you know you met someone in your neighborhood or school. And usually, you know, we got married earlier. We married someone we met in high school, not necessarily college or college, and we just married them. But now we wait until we're out of college. We go back home because a lot of us go away to school. That happened to my daughter. She was dating a boy in Santa Barbara, but he lived in San Francisco and she lived in L.A. and trying to see each other. And, you know, they gave it a run. But unless one of them moves and doesn't get a job at home, it starts to get in the way of their lives. And there's just so many different reasons that people break up. Not necessarily are they all just because they didn't get along or they were fighting all the time. But I did find, you know, when you've been doing this business for a while and you work with couples who just truly just want to know how to communicate. Like they don't have the same mode of communication. They're alike in so many ways. But when it comes to one telling the other something or forgetting something or, you know, just not wanting to bother the other one, thinking the other one's going to be mad so they don't tell them something, whatever it is, it goes back to how we communicate. And sometimes, until you leave the situation, you leave the relationship and you suddenly you find yourself that, oh my gosh, we really separated. Oh my gosh, we're really not together. And then you think, oh, can I still text? Can I, you know, I mean, how do you shut it off from one day to the next? It's very difficult. There's so many habits, so many routines, so many things you do together that are embedded in your everyday life. What can you do that next day when you wake up and you have that feeling like, oh my gosh, oh wow, like I'm really hurting. There's nothing else I can think about. There's nothing else I want to do right now. And you're truly left to face yourself, whether you have to get up and go to work, no matter what it is you have to do. And to make it through this time, what tools do we have? It's like people just disappear. If they have good friends, God bless you, because that will definitely help you, because they will have known along the way what's been going on. But even the separation of friends, of family, of kids were involved. Especially like if you're dating and it's later in life and they have older kids or you have older kids or they have, you know, maybe younger kids, middle kids, 10, 11, 15, and you guys all love each other and you get used to each other, and then you're not there anymore. What can we do differently where we can keep the love part and realize that our relationship changed, to take a healthy approach for yourself, for your heart, because we can, we have those options now that we never really had before. Social media is a way of keeping up with the kids or the exes if you became friends with them, which happens a lot more than you would think. Now, if it's just a big fight and you never want to see each other again and something really crazy happened, that's one thing. Because then you break up, you never want to see each other again, you don't want to talk about it, you're upset, they're upset, everybody's upset. That's a different story. Because that, you say, you're clear, you never want to go back, and you just give yourself that time. Give yourself the time to reflect, to say, hey, you know what happened? How can I do this better next time? Did I feel like I healed with this person, ran away, stayed too long, whatever? You start to assess. But what happens? This is a new day. How do you heal your soul? Because sometimes people just separate. They take a break and then they go back. That's another thing I never really heard of before. But these are people dating, not people who are married and get a separation. These are just people who are dating and say, you know what? We need to take a break. We've been going out for a couple of years. We keep running into a wall. There's a lot of healthier solutions. But what can you do to heal yourself, to face yourself through this time? Because there's something that Christ said to me. I was working with a couple, and I knew they cared about each other, but there was something missing in one of them when it came to how they loved themselves. They had a lot of baggage. They truly were their best self in this relationship, but their baggage was unfinished relationships. Every time the partner broke up with someone in the past, he just never talked to them again. That was it. Never wanted to be reminded of his failures. So what happened was, the girlfriend, his girlfriend, felt like she had a lot of pressure to either stay or go because he always just left and never looked back. But he also, when you do that, you bury your feelings. Because you have to do something with those feelings. They don't just, you know, disappear because you want them to disappear. So if you make them disappear and you never think about it and you just jump and meet someone else to replace the other person and just try to pick up where you left off as though that did not happen, that catches up to you, just in case someone doesn't know that. And now the guy is older and he wants to really try. And he keeps telling her, but this is my best. Like, he doesn't even know how to try because he hasn't tried. He just didn't know how to deal with the pain. He didn't know how to heal. So, of course, I start asking questions. Well, if you didn't let yourself heal, what did you do the next day? He said, I got up and made sure I had a good time. I'm like, what does that mean, good time, after something like that? Oh, he planned going out with friends. He planned a trip and would just go fly somewhere for the weekend so that he wouldn't have an empty weekend at home. He had a plan. He would ask someone to go, even if it was just his friends. And he was truly the magician of hiding pain. But what he didn't bank on was meeting someone that he really cared about. Because he just put in his mind that people are indispensable. Or dispensable, is that the word? Dispensable. And I remember sitting there and thinking, oh, Christ, you need to help me with this one. I don't know what to say to her. And Christ said so gently and so beautifully that it almost made me, like, want to go through it to try it. But he said, many times cannot begin to see a relationship for what it is until we separate. And I thought, you know what, that's true. Time gives us perspective. And then he said, leave the lines or a line of communication open so that when you figure out your role, your part, instead of speaking to others about it, go back and ask permission to talk about the issues you had. And I thought, how many of us ever thought about that? To go back and say, okay, the worst thing that we thought could happen to us happened. We broke up. But this is what has happened to me since we broke up. It hasn't been easy. I felt very sad at the loss. I realized that you were trying to tell me things in your way. You may not have known how to do it. I do believe you did your best. I do believe you didn't want me to feel hurt or pain, that you were already struggling inside with your own decisions. So you didn't understand why it bothered me, because it bothered you so much already, that you believed you were taking the burden for both of us. Imagine your partner, ex-partner, whatever you want to call them, having that conversation, how healing it is, even if it's in an email, which we have an option of now, even if it's not unfriending and blocking the entire social media. And I'm talking about when you're in a relationship that, you know, you didn't have to hate each other to leave. A lot of times when we wait that long till we're like this cooked stew and we just bust out and we never want to see the person again, you would be surprised what a low percentage of relationships break up that way. Doesn't happen like that anymore because people are too intertwined and they all understand pressure differently. Sometimes by choice over time, you may just not talk to each other again, but that's because the healing already took place. You were ready to go on. But there's another scenario to this healing of going back, writing, just even if it's to yourself, what do you believe happened? Let the other person know they don't stink. They're not bad. If you feel like you let them down, say it. If you feel like they let you down, say it. You will be able to see where and when those things happened. We think of going anywhere but back to that person or letting that person know we suffered. But I will tell you, when you let them know how much it hurt you, how sad you are that you are not together anymore, it heals both of you. It is definitely a new day. We look at relationships as all or nothing, and that no longer exists. What exists is how you leave. Because how you leave one relationship opens the door for how you start another one. Because if you don't go back and clean up, what happens when you go to the other one is you're going to stop at the same spot because you don't know what to do after that. But if you carry your feelings through to the end, I mean, the partner in this couple, he really didn't know what to do. I mean, he was like, you know, blind as a bat in the room. And he really needed to be told. It was like you were teaching the child because he never saw that part. His blessing is that he felt true love this time. And the fact that he felt true love, it really made him not want to run away. He just kept saying over and over again, I will do what I need to do. I don't know what to do. But when they didn't know he didn't know what to do, he really looked very caustic, very toxic. Because he was trying to act like he knew what to do. And I don't know where he got his schooling from, but whatever he was doing, it was not working. And it was definitely to the point where they found me through someone they knew. Thank God. Because I wasn't going to put him through hours of counseling. I knew it would take me just a couple of times of seeing them interact to just figure out what just happened here. But one of the most important things to heal your soul is to not lay blame on anyone. Don't go around blaming. You did this and I did that and you did this and you're the one and it's because of you will not heal you because it's just taking out your part of it. And what I've come to know, thank God, I know I say thank God, God, you know, but thank God for Christ, was him just saying, you don't even see the relationship until you start making decisions to not be in it, because now your worst fear, because we always have that fear. What if we're not together? What if we break up? I don't want to date because I'm going to get hurt again. But that's when the bonding begins. You don't get to know anyone until you and the other soul think that you're going to break up. Because what happens is, it's like fear of dying. Our biggest fear is of dying. All advertisements that they can sell us anything based on the fact that they're going to give us a better life. Because they're taking the opposite approach from us feeling like we're going to die. And there's many times I felt like I was going to die and I thought, I'm still here. Wow. And you find that out in a relationship. Sometimes people won't know what their partner is really like until 30 years later. And they're going to get a divorce. And they go, holy cow, I never thought he'd be the guy that ran away with the money. Or I never thought he'd be the guy who was really nice about it. Or we both understood that we just outgrew each other. Or I never thought he'd be this guy or that guy. And he would say the same about her. I never knew she was that jealous. I never knew that she would, you know, fight me to the bone and want everything. And being able to see a relationship and at the end of it, not look at what happened, but also what didn't happen. He or she didn't raise their voice. They didn't try to demonize me. They really wanted to know what they did wrong. They really wanted to know what hurt you. It's been a world of teaching us a negative, very alienating, very isolating way of dealing with our growth. Because you will never leave anyone in your lifetime unless your growing is done with them. And instead of saying thank you for teaching me this and this and this, we blame them for not being able to sustain the relationship, which ultimately was not even in their hands in a weird way. It was in the hands of growth. They were just here to teach you something, but that was it. They maxed out on what they could teach you, on what they could give you. But we were taught to treat it as bad. We were taught to treat it as something that's hurtful and mean. But it's not hurtful and mean. It's how we were taught to look at it. But if you can go back and say, hey, you know what? I know it took me a while, but I could see where we both started kind of growing apart. It was when this happened. And then the next day, we were both on guard. And from that day, we started to feel a little more insecure. And when we started to feel more insecure, we started introducing these other insecure behaviors to the relationship. And now it's snowballed into this. And then the other person says, wow, you know what? You're right. We were fine until that point. And sometimes what you've learned from each other bonds you even further. Sometimes you realize you guys want to go back. And other times you say, wow, thank you for that experience. I feel like a more complete person now. I feel better equipped to deal with my life now. Not, I feel better equipped to deal with my life with someone new and throw that out there. Try to make the other person feel bad. Just be honest. I never, ever, ever, never could have thought of breakups in this way. But even with a job, you have to get up and just leave. Well, I've had enough of this. And you have to make a whole statement in a big scene. All you have to do is say, I think I've learned everything I could learn here, and I am just starving for a new experience, a big challenge. People will support you. There's some jobs, I know I worked in the financial field, you couldn't say you were leaving because the minute you said you were leaving, they had to walk you to your desk and walk you out so that you didn't take any important papers and stuff. I understand that. But even after, write a thank you letter. It's healing. Us going back and concluding our business teaches us to conclude, teaches us completion. Everything we have been taught has done nothing but trip us up emotionally and leave us with nothing to hang on to. How many times do you think of someone you broke up with a smile on your face? It doesn't happen very often. When I first meet with couples, and I actually, believe it or not, enjoy working with couples probably more than anything because they have each other to bounce off of, and just seeing that recognition, that's my paycheck. Just them seeing the love instead of the anger, instead of the pointing fingers and the you did this and the she did that and the he did this, and turning that language around. Because when you can turn it around on the outside and you go back and you're alone and you're thinking about it, instead of thinking how bad you are, how you could have, you say, hey, I tried that. Hey, I got to say that this hurt me. Hey, I got to say I didn't know what to do. Hey, I got to admit I don't know everything. Hey, I saw my part in it. I got scared. I didn't want to say anything. I didn't want to hurt his feelings. I didn't want to hurt her feelings. I was trying to protect us, and I ultimately hurt us. Heals us. That expands us, that rejuvenates us, that gives us a stronger foundation to continue in life no matter what we do, no matter who we meet, whether we meet someone a year later or 5 years later. We have that sense of completion. We have that sense of knowing that, oh, at this point in a relationship, sometimes I get scared that I'm going to lose a relationship, and then I create that because I don't feel that I'm worth being with. Let me work on that. Let me see my value instead of what's missing. Let me see what I have. Because whatever I see is what I'm bringing into a relationship. What do I contribute? Instead of, I have nothing to contribute, you do. We all do. Just having love is a contribution. That is a gift in itself. That's what we're all looking for. However that looks in your everyday life is how it looks. But that's you. Be honest with who you are so the people that we find can know us, and then we don't have to pretend that we're perfect. When you feel your worst is when God opens the door for your eyes, for your heart, for your soul to see you. That's when you accept you at your worst. Everyone can accept ourselves at our best. I can't believe the time is already up, but just remember, you are worth being with. You just don't. Who you are. I love you guys, and I'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com.